South Dakota's cyber defense, a $7 million plan to protect the future. Imagine sitting in a cafetorium surrounded by the chatter and clinking of lunch trays. As you catch snippets of conversations around you, talk turns to hacking, a modern-day menace that spares neither individuals nor vast systems. Amidst these casual chats, there's crucial news that's reshaping the cyber landscape for local governments. South Dakota has launched a robust $7 million strategy focused on cyber safety. This isn't just any plan, though. It's a determined endeavor to shield the very foundation of South Dakota's local government operations against digital adversaries. Courageous cybersecurity efforts in South Dakota. It began just like any Hollywood showdown, only this time the battle is against faceless but ferocious foes, hackers. Picture South Dakota as a fortress, its walls representing the various computer systems used by local governments. These systems handle everything from election data to tax records, making them prime targets for hackers eager to cause chaos or profit illicitly. In a bid to defend this digital stronghold, South Dakota has decided to invest $7 million in enhancing cyber safety. But what exactly does this entail? The local government is not just spending money but strategically collaborating with experts to secure these cyber gateways. They're on a mission to find a top-notch company skilled in unearthing and fixing vulnerabilities in computer systems. And they have some impressive backup, Dakota State University, celebrated for its cybersecurity expertise, will assist in selecting the right team for this crucial task. Why this matters deeply. It's astonishing to learn that South Dakota once bypassed federal funds offered for cyber protection, not once, but twice. However, given the increasing threat level, a project known as SecureSD has now been initiated. This robust plan aims to ensure that pivotal systems like those used in voting and tax operations remain untouched by hacker chaos. Think about it. A successful hack into the voting system could wreak havoc, eroding trust in elections and destabilizing the democratic process. Similarly, penetrations into tax or property records could lead to fraudulent claims on ownership, creating legal and financial turmoil. This underscores why South Dakota's endeavor is more than just timely. It's indispensable. Learning from past cyber attacks. Imagine the heart-stopping scenario a local government faced in 2019 when hackers locked up files in a South Dakota county, demanding a ransom to release them. This menacing attack set back $4 million worth of work, a hefty price for a digital crime. And it wasn't the first tremor in their cyber world. In 2021, cyber antagonists successfully disrupted city services in Brown County, vividly demonstrating vulnerabilities that hackers eagerly exploit. South Dakota's story isn't isolated. Nationwide, reports of hacking surged by 10% from 2022 to 2023, underscoring the universal need for fortified cyber defenses. These increasing incidents show that acting now is not just prudent, but urgently necessary. Team players in the cyber safety plan. The fight for cyber safety in South Dakota doesn't just rest in the hands of technology, it brings together astute minds. The Attorney General's office is at the helm, working hand in hand with Dakota State University. Together, they're crafting a strategy that calls for a blend of legal acumen and technical expertise. And leading this initiative is a new director with a fresh perspective. Having honed the skills of managing email systems for educational institutions, this leader is ready to steer the program to success. This isn't merely a response to threats, it's a proactive force, facing cyber dangers with robust defenses and innovative strategies aimed at keeping the state's systems safe. Conclusion: a unified fight against cyber threats. As Mr. Kenner, the history teacher in our tale, might tell you, cyber safety is an ongoing journey, not a one-time fix. Whether you're choosing stronger passwords or working to guard an entire state's infrastructure, every effort contributes to a broader shield against cyber threats. South Dakota's local government cyber safety plan serves as a testament to the role vigilance and collaboration play in protecting our digital future. As citizens arm themselves with knowledge and states bolster their defenses, one thing becomes clear: the fight against hackers isn't just the work of governments or superheroes in capes. It's a collective responsibility, ensuring that whether you're defending your own devices or safeguarding a state's networks, cybersecurity is truly everyone's battle.